The Self-Love Experience Podcast is about self-care, self-improvement, and self-revelation so you can continuously evolve into your absolute best self and live the life you were destined to create. So if you know that there's more greatness inside of you, more of yourself to discover, more of yourself to love, then I urge you to join the Self-Love Experience, because we can't truly be good to others if we aren't good to ourselves. You're listening to the Self-Love Experience Podcast with Shira Nicole Smith. Follow me on Instagram at Mrs. Shira Nicole. Ever run into an old acquaintance and say, "Hey girl, how you been?" And she says, "I'm good. My daughter just made the honor roll again, and Charles Jr. is now playing two sports, which is good because it keeps me busy since my husband's been getting a lot of overtime lately." And you say, "Oh, okay." Now, what did any of those great things really have to do with how she was doing? Too often, our lives get caught up in making sure everyone is okay that we've neglected ourselves along the way. You are a spiritual being living in a physical body, having a human experience. So what is it that you would love to experience? The Self-Love Experience Podcast was designed to remind you to love and care for yourself. Somewhere along the way, information was misconstrued and people felt compelled that it was more honorable to serve others. Now, I personally love serving others. I mean, it makes me feel fabulous, which is why I started this podcast. But unfortunately, it is the norm for so many people, and especially women, to sacrifice their own well-being to please and take care of everyone else. Self-love means not settling for less than you deserve. And girlfriend, you deserve the world. So in this very first episode of season one of the Self-Love Experience, I'm going to show you how to get and maintain the courage to make self-love an integral part of your life. Let's begin. Episode one. How to face down your imaginary fears and gain the courage to reclaim a far more powerful life that you've denied yourself. Examine yourself for a moment. And on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you fall on the following fears? Now, I really want you to be honest with yourself, and no one has to know these answers but you. Just love yourself enough to know where you are today. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being no fear and 10 being I'm very afraid, where do you fall? The fear of failure. The fear of rejection. The fear of going broke. The fear of humiliation. The fear of speaking in front of a large audience. The fear of being ostracized by family and friends. The fear of physical discomfort. The fear of regret. The fear of being alone. The fear of success. Now, if you're anything like me, many of those fears triggered an emotion in me when I really thought about it, especially my first time. See, I used to care so much of what other people thought of me, and I'm not talking about just random people or people that's not really important, but the people who were really important to me and their opinions used to matter to me, like family and close friends. I mean, I definitely had this huge fear of failure. And again, I don't know if it was the idea of me failing or if it was just the idea that my family and friends would know that I failed. And most people I know have at least one no filter, speak off the cuff family member that's going to call you out on your failure. These fears kept me in a marriage that I didn't enjoy for far too long. And I mean, it wasn't an absolute horror story, which I think if it was, then it would have been easier to get out because people would have understood more. But it was dysfunctional and unhealthy, and I deserve better. And yet, 15 years together, 10 years married, of my life was devoted to that relationship and that time I spent putting everyone else first and not having the courage to admit that I failed is gone. Never could I get that time back. But thankfully, when I made the decision to love myself, I manifested my soulmate. I now have an amazing marriage decided on based upon what I wanted for my life and not based on other people's expectations for me. So go back to your own fear rankings. How many of these fears are holding you back? How would you live if you had no fear at all? Would you be more willing to take a few risks, especially when the worst case wouldn't actually hurt you at all? Would you speak up more often? Would you start working on an ambitious project you've been dreaming about for far too long? Imagine learning to enjoy the things you currently fear. What kind of difference would that make in your life? The self-love experience will help you discover things about yourself that will renew your mind and rejuvenate you to actually begin taking better care of you. If you're still listening to this podcast, please know there's no mistake or coincidence that you are here. If you want to take this journey with me to learn and prioritize self-love, then please make sure that you subscribe to this podcast and repeat an episode as often as you like. You'll get new discoveries and revelations each time you actively listen. This podcast will be released on Self-Love Tuesdays, so grab a taco, press play, and experience the road to a happier, healthier, more fulfilling life of self-love. Friend, I'm Shira Nicole Smith, that's Shira with a long I, and please know that I love you. Until next time. Would you like to chat with me about this episode and any revelations that you had? Check out ShiraNicoleSmith.com and look for the How You Doing blog and leave me a comment. If you would like to sponsor your business on the show, then head over to www.sharonnicolesmith.com and send me a direct message.